From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, March 28th. The Chico Police Department will hold a public meeting next week about the use of surplus military equipment. The meeting is scheduled for Monday evening at the old municipal building. It's part of the department's disclosure obligation. Officials will review the military equipment annual use report, describe the equipment they have, and the policies governing its use. Community members will be able to provide their input. The Chico City Council will review the department's report next month. And California has had a lot of experience with disasters, and the tools and systems available to disaster response managers are constantly evolving. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a look at one of them.
Alert California is a data collection system driven by artificial intelligence. More than 1,100 live cams and sensors are positioned around the state, including in remote areas. They provide early detection of wildfire starts and their locations, often more quickly than 911 calls. The remotely controlled cameras make 360-degree sweeps every 2 minutes and are night vision capable. On a clear day, they can see out 60 to 120 miles. The data collected by this network shortens response times and provides wildfire managers with valuable real-time information they need for planning and resource deployment, and it allows them to monitor fire behavior. All 21 CAL FIRE dispatch centers are connected to the network. Alert California camera views are available to the public. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall. Find a link to the Alert California wildfire cameras at mynspr.org.
In other news, Butte Humane Society is asking for help fostering dogs in their shelter. Emily Acevedo is the executive director of the organization. She says fostering gets animals out of the shelter temporarily and frees up kennel space for other dogs. That's important right now because they're currently at capacity and can't take in new dogs.
The way that we can really maximize our footprint and our availability to take in other dogs who are at overcrowded regional shelters is through foster, because at the end of the day, our kennel space is finite.
Butte Humane provides the foster animal with all food, supplies, and veterinary care. Foster families are only responsible for providing a loving and temporary home.
We try to make the process as easy as possible. We don't want it to be a bunch of hoops to jump through. We want to make sure that the animals are really well taken care of and that our fosters have a really good idea of what the process is going to look like.
Read the full story at mynspr.org. Also, Shasta County supervisors hope to appoint a new registrar of voters by May. NSPR's Anthony Vosick has the latest on the county's current registrar announcing his resignation.
Earlier this week, Shasta County's Registrar of Voters, Thomas Toller, said he's stepping down at the end of April due to health concerns. This leaves supervisors again with the task of finding a new person to manage elections. A special meeting was held yesterday to discuss how Toller's replacement will be chosen. Supervisors can either direct their staff to directly appoint a new registrar, or they could do a competitive interview process similar to the one that recruited Toller just last summer. Several of the candidates would likely be the same if they redid the process. One of them could be Joanna Francescott, the county's current assistant registrar. She became the main focus of public comment. Despite Francescott having 16 years of experience in managing elections, Toller was chosen over her for the position. Due to her experience, several people said during public comment that money would be saved if interviews are skipped and Francescott is directly appointed. In Chico, I'm Anthony Vosick.
Shasta County says the new registrar will ideally be appointed by May 13th, as Toller is leaving in late April. And finally, Northern California is no longer in a drought. That's according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, a data service that measures drought conditions nationwide. The announcement comes after several wet winters in the North State, which reversed the effects of several dry years. However, counties in Southern California are still in varying degrees of drought. Areas around San Diego and the Nevada border are listed as extremely dry, increasing the risk of wildfires later this year. And those were your headlines for Friday, March 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.